ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara on Lamed Daled Amud Beis says, Tanu Rabbanan l'toytofos, 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 harei kan dalet. The way that we learn out that there's dalet batim in the tefillin is from the fact that it says l'toytofos, l'toytofos, and the way our Gemara is printed, the first two are chaser and the last one is mali. So harei kan dalet, pashtus, if you read the Gemara, you would say that the drasha is because of the first two are chaser, so each one is counted as one, and the second one is mali, it's counted as two. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, in the tzarech, tat bekas fishtayim, pas ba'afriki shtayim. So the word toitofis itself is mashma that you need four. Two and two. So you see that you need four. Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings also this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi over there says, beparshas shma or beparshas ki viyacha, ksiv le toitofis chosar vov. In Shema, and Vahoyu Kiviyacha, really Vahoyu Kiviyacha is first, but in Shema and Vahoyu Kiviyacha it says, Toitov is Chosrevov, Aval Baparshas, Vahoyu Mshemoyak, Sivle Toitov is Moloi, Harikan Dalad Batim Litvilin Shalrosh. That's where we get Dalad Batim for Tvilin Shalrosh. So Rashi says that the way that it's written is, in Shema and Vahoyu Kiviyacha it's Chosr, but in Vahoyu Mshemoyak it's Moloi. It's Moli Vav. Now, where is this Moli Vav? So in our Gemara, the Vav is between the two tesses. L'toytofos, there's a Vav between two tesses. In that Rashi in Sanhedrin, there's two Vavs. There's a Vav between the two tesses, and there's a Vav after the pay of L'toytofos. So Marsha over there says that what Rashi's saying is that the drasha comes from the vav of l'toytofos between the vav between the pei and the tof, and therefore l'toytofos is mashma many. So you have twice it says chaser, and once it says b'loshen ribui l'toytofos with a vav between the pei and the tof. So that's mashma many. So you have two times chaser and one times mali. That gives you four batim. The problem is that by us, in our sefer Torah and in our tefillin, it says in Vahoyu Kiviyacha L'toytofos with Molei with a Vav between the two tesses. And it also never says L'toytofos with a Vav between the Pei and the Tav. So on the Kasha that by us it says L'toytofos in Vahoyu Kiviyacha Molei with a Vav, the Marsha in Sanhedrin says that that's not a problem. That's not a steer to this Rashi. Because even though Rashi says that in Shema in Vahoyu Kiviyacha L'toytofos is Chaser Vav, and in Vahim Shemaya it's Moli Vav, the Chaser Vav that he's talking about in Shema and Vahoyu Kiviyacha is talking about the Vav between the two tesses. And that's Taka Chaser Vav. That's Taka Chaser Vav. But in Vahim Shemaya there's a Vav between the Pei and the Tav, so that Vav Taka we don't have. But Lamaisa, that Vav, according to Rashi, will be Moira on a Lashon Ribui. Because we don't have that Vav between the Pei and the Tav, so that's where Tosis Kasha comes in. Tosis asks that, even if you want to say that twice it says chaser, and once it says malai, which is right, they're not like we have it. We have in Shema is the only time that it's chaser, Vahoyu Kiviyacha it's malai, and in Vahoyu Mshemoyu it's malai. But even if you want to say that twice it's chaser and once it's malai, but the way it's written in the Gemara, the malai is the vav between the two tesses. So Frek Taisis, how could you say that it's a Lashon Ribui? Where do you see Lashon Ribui from there? Ribui would be l'toytofos with a vav between the pei and the tof. That would be mashma lashon ribui. But where does the vav between the two tesses give you a lashon ribui? So Tais says, maybe you'll say that you're goyrin umaysif and vidarshin. So Tais, you can't say goyrin umaysif and vidarshin, because that you only say by the end of the word or by the beginning of the word. You never have goyrin umaysif and vidarshin in the middle of the word itself. And even if you want to use the vav of ulitoy tofais from in Parshas Vahoyu Kiviyachah, it says ulitoy tofais, so there's a vav in the beginning of the word. But Tais brings a raya that you don't say goyrin umaysif and vidarshin to implant the vav in the middle of the word between the pay and the tof, so you don't have a lashon ribui. Even if you want to say goyim mesivim v'darshim to use that vav of ulutay tofes in the parshas v'hoi kiviyacha in the beginning of the word. So Tosis in Sanhedrin finishes off. Rabbeinu Tam b'farish the vav of ulutay tofes darish. You're darshining the vav of ulutay tofes in parshas v'hoi kiviyacha. And the drasha is, because it says a vav in the beginning of the word is mashma loshen ribui. That's how the mashma over there is masbi the taisis, that the vav is mashma loshen ribui. And even if you don't darish, even if you're not darish vavi, but vav lamed, you would be darish. Memel of the word ule taitafais is mashma that there's an extra, vav. It's mashma that there's a ribui. And memel you get an extra parasha. So you have twice chaser and once mali. So you have four bat. In honor of Akiva's drasha of Tat Bekas Vishtaim Pas Bafrikishtaim, Tosis speaks out that don't say from there that since Lit Toitofais is Mashma, the word alone is Mashma four batim, so you should need 12 batim, because it says three times in the Torah Lit Toitofais. So Ktoisvis, the Loshna Tais is a little bit shver, but it seems like the Iker beer of Tosis is that since it only says the parashis of tefillin four times in the Torah, so we know that we have four parashis to write. Over here, these drashas are going on only on the bottom. So since we only have four parashis in the Torah to write, so when we have a drasha that tells us that there's four bottom, we don't take the drasha and multiply it by three because we have the drasha three times in the Torah. If we have four parashis and we have a drasha for four bottom, so that means that these four parashis go into these four bottom. In Asifas Kenim, that's on Masechtas Menachos from the Rashba, he asks, how did they put tefillin on in the Midbar? In the Midbar, they only had two parashis of Kaddish and Vahoyi Kiviyacha, because those two parashis were given by Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya were only given over in Sefer Dvarim, in Parashas Voschanan and Parashas Ekev. So the Chayri, they didn't have all four parashiyas. So how could they put tefillin on in the Midbar? Maybe they were only put on two parashiyas. Zok the Rashba, the Dal parashiyas should be tefillin on Ma'akvin. So if Dal parashiyas tefillin should be Ma'akvin, so how were they miniach tefillin? Zok the Rashba, that Al Korchach, you have to say that they had the parashiyas Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya. Just, it wasn't written down over there yet. Ein muktum ocho batoyre. And they had it al-peh, but it wasn't written down yet in the Torah. And Mamela, they had all four parashiyas, and Dalet parashiyas should be tefillin on Ma'akvin. So Reb Menachem Zemba asks, what's the kasha? What's the Rashba's kasha in the first place? What's the hanocha of Dalet parashiyas should be tefillin on Ma'akvin? Maybe that's only once you have Dalet parashiyas. Once you have Dalet parashiyas, so then the Dalet parashiyas should be tefillin on Ma'akvin. But before you have Dalet parashiyas, they're not Ma'akvin. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara later on, Daf Mem Hei Omer Beis, the Gemara says that all the Mem Shana that they were in the Midbar, they brought Kvasim B'loy Lechem. And Afilu Hachi, Rebbe Kiva holds, that the Kvasim have to come together with the Lechem, so the Lechem is Ma'akav the Kvasim. Why don't you say that if Rebbe Kiva holds that the Lechem is Ma'akav the Kvasim, so then how did they do it in the Midbar? The Teretz is that till there was a din to have both, so you don't need both. But once there's a din to have both, then both are ma'akev. So the same thing over here. Why don't you say that they didn't have Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya? What's the hechrich to say they had Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya? Because Dalet Parashiyas Shebe Tefillin are ma'akvin. Maybe that's only today that we have Dalet Parashiyas. But before we have Dalet Parashiyas, you'll be. It's enough to only put on the two. Shema, Kaddish, and Vahoy Kiviyach. So, there, the Dav would be totally in these two drashas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If you learn out from Rabbi Shmuel's drasha of Letei Tavos, that you're learning out from the Ribui, so then it would come out that you're darshaning, you could only darshan Dalet Parshias once you have a drasha of all four Parshias. So then, now you have Dalet Parshias. So till in the first two Parshias, you didn't have a drasha of Dalet Parshias. And now, after you have all four Parshias, and now you do have a drasha of Dalet Parshias, so then you could say like Menachem Zambas Teret, that in the beginning only two Parshias are Ma'akev, and now they have four, so now all four Parshias are Ma'akev. But later, Bakiva's drasha, that the word Letei Tavos itself says that you need four Parshias, so it's Muchach right away in the first Parsha. And Vahoy Kiviach already, it's Muchach that you need Dalet Parshias. So then you have the Rashba's Kasha, and they have to come on to his territory that they had the Dalet Parshias before. So Zokri Racham Zemba, that would come out of a halacha, a nafkamina lamaisa in the drushes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. It's not just a drush, it's not just a machloikis in drushes. There's a nafkamina lahalacha. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you only learn out that you need Dalet Parshias from the Ribuyim of the four Parshias, then you would be able to be maniach tefillin in the midbar just kaddish and vayi kiviyacha. Masha enkein, like Rabbi Akiva, that the etzem parsha, that the etzem drasha itself is mashma that you need four parshias. So then, right away, you would have to have four parshias. You would have to say like the Rashba's teretz, and you would say that in the midbar they put on tefillin of all four parshias.
Ketzad Kaisvan. What's the Seder Ksiva of Tefillin? Tefillah Shel Yad Kaisva Al Or Echad Vim Kaisva Ba'arba Oiris V'hinicha Ba'bayis Echad Yotze. A Tefillah Shel Yad has to be written on one piece of Or, and if you wrote it on four and you put it in one bayis, then you Yotze V'tzorich L'davik, and you have to attach them. Sh'nemar V'hoi L'chol Ois Al Yotcha K'shem Sh'ois Achas B'b'chutz K'achos Achas B'b'fnem Divri B'yuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the parshis inside the bayis shel yad have to be attached together. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is tzarech ledavik. If you wrote it in four, you have to attach together and make it one. Why? Because it says in the pasuk v'hoya lecha la'ois al yodecha that it's only one ois. In the tefillin shel reish, we just learned that there's a drasha that it has to be four batim. But on the yad, it says ois, and ois is lashon yachid, so it's one ois. And memela, the same way it's ois achas mibachutz. That means that's he have one bias. Kach ois achas mibefnim, it has to be on one piece of klav. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Omer ain't a tzarich. Rabbi Yosi says you don't have to attach it. Amar Rabbi Yosi umaydeli Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi shim ain't le tefillin shel yad v'yesh shtei tefillin shel reish atoyla or achas mehem or al achas mehem umanicha. Rabbi Yosi said that Rabbi Yehuda is moide to me that if you have two tefillin shel rosh, then you don't have any tefillin shel yad, that you put a piece of oil on the tefillin shel rosh. So now, when you look at it, you only see one bias. So it becomes a tefillin shel yad, and you could be meniachit. And over there, you weren't medabik, because you didn't open up the tefillin and make any changes inside. All you did was put a piece of oil on top of it to make it into a tefillin shel yad. So Rabbi I see that Rabbi Yehuda is moide to me, that in that case, it's kosher. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean moide to you? That's the whole case of the machlokes. So the Gemara, Rabbi I see held that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer from his din, that you need to be medabik, and memela you don't need to be medabik. And that's Taka the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Archaim Simulam Abeis, Sif Mem Zayin, the Mechaber says, Im kosum al arba klofim v'inichim ba'arba batim yotze, v'hu she yitle or al arba batim she yonirin kem ba'ayis echad. That halacha l'maisa we paskin that you don't have to be medabik. But the Beis Yosef brings from the Augur, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and B'shem the Rekeach, that you can sew it together. The Maram Hitzrich Ledabkam B'devek. So, the Beis Yosef is bringing from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and the Rekeach and the Maram that you have to, that there's a Maila in being Medabek. And the Shaila is, should you do it with Debek, or should you do it with a Tefira? So, the Beis Yosef, nearly the mitzvah who the lemitzvah hu dematzrichi hachi v'loy le'ikuva. And it's a mitzvah but not le'ikuva. Sha'arei chazer Rabbi Yehuda b'hoida l'Rabbi Yossi d'amar ein tzarech l'dabek. Because there's no sheet in the Gemara that says that you have to be medabek. Because the sheet in the Gemara was Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yehuda was chazer, so the Gemara comes out l'maskana that Yizikha do not have to be medabek. Afilu hachi, the Ogre and the other Rishonim are saying that there is an inyan to be medabek, and the Beis Yosef is saying that it's l'mitzvah, which you would call l'mitzvah m'ramufchar, l'hidr, but it's not l'ikuva, because it's pashut in the Gemara that you don't have to be medabek. And the Darkei Moshe over there says, well, Baruch Sha'omar brings that there's a minig to be medabek v'devek kosher. And Mamele the Ramah also says over here in Shulchan Aruch, when the Mechava paskins, that it's kosher as long as you cover it with one or, so it's one ois v'mechutz that is kosher. The Ramah, Haga, v'haminig v'davka medabek, shehei hakol keklaf echad, v'yizor lito devek kosher. So the Ramah, that the minig is, in such a case, to be medabekit, shiyeh hakol keklaf echot, Zokter Amo, that you should take David kosher. So, where does this minig come from? So, Bir Agro says on the Ramo, v'rabiyoisi loipolig ela b'dievet. That means that the word of the Ramo, the minig that the Ramo is bringing, that you're supposed to be medabek, is not gaboy because there's a sheet in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda that held that you have to be medabek, and we're saying that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi that you don't have to, but you still should be yoytze the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that you have to be medabek. It's not like that. Rabbi Yossi himself was only arguing on the chetchila, on b'diavad, meaning Rabbi Yehuda held the b'diavad it's possible. Rabbi Yossi holds the b'diavad it's kosher, but avada Rabbi Yossi himself is maskim that lechatchila avada it should be our echad. Even without attaching it. And that's Ba'atzim Lashon in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ketzit Kaisim Soshli Ad Kaisval Echad, Vim Kosva Ba'ar Ba'oiris, Vinicho Ba'ayis Echad Yotze. And then came the Shail, if you have to be Medabik or if you don't have to be Medabik. But Avada Lechatchila, you should yet be Medabik, even in Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So come to Chais, that on the Dalad Parashis of Tfilin Shalyad, that it's supposed to be written on Klaf Echad. But if you write it on four, you're yoytze, and it's kosher even if you're not medabek, as long as it's sitting in a bayis echad, and there's a mitzvah to be medabek because the Gemara is meduyik that Rabbi Yossi himself only said that it's kosher b'diavad, but lechatchila vada you have to be medabek. In Hilchas Gittin in Eben Ezra Siman Kuf Lamed Siv Zayin. The Ramah says that if a person is davak shtei oiris biyachad ali de davak, because of aleihem get, it's possible misafik. A get has to be or echad, because this is learned out from the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara darshins sefer echad om rachman v'lo shnayim v'shloish esvarim. So the Ramah is saying that this would apply even if you attach them. So the other Beishmuel asks, Beishmuel in Sivkot and Ches, he asks, why should it be possible from the din of Shnei Gittin or Shnei Sefer Echad Om Rachmana V'lo Shnei M'Shloish Tzvarim, why shouldn't it help to attach it? We have an argument that Rabbi Yehuda darshins V'hoi L'chol Ois, that you need a Ois Echad B'chutz, and Mamele you need a Ois Echad B'fnim, because B'fnim has to be like Chutz. And Mamele he holds that you have to be Medavik, meaning if you put it on two Klafim and you don't attach it, then it's possible. So that's doyma to a get, which is written on two pieces. So it's like shnei svarim, which would be possible. Afilu hachizok Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to attach it. And if you attach it, then it becomes one. So wherever you need one, if you have two and you attach them, it becomes one and it's kosher. That's beforeish in the Gemara, like Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yossi is machshav b'shnei klavim, and he argues on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so you could say you can't bring a raya from Yehuda because Rabbi Yossi argues and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, has nothing to do with how we paskin. We're just bringing a raya from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that wherever you need two and you attach, wherever you need one and you have two and you attach them into one, that's called one. And Rabbi Yossi never argued on that din. Rabbi Yossi just held that you don't need you don't have this drasha that you need one bifnim the same way you need one b'chutz. So it's fine even if you have two. But avada, everyone's maskim that you can learn out from Rabbi Yehuda that when you need one and you have two and you attach them together, that's good enough for one, and that's called sefer echad. So why does the Ramah paskin that a get that's written on two eris that are attached together, it's puzzle. L'chari, you see from here that even if you take two eris and you attach them together, when you need one, you'll have one. So, the Beishmu, you'll bring me a raya from Tosfos and Soita. Because Tosfos and Soita says that it's poshut, that if you take two eris and you tie for them together, that it's puzzle. Which is going on the Gemara over there in Soita that's discussing this din, kosum al shnei dafim. It's a shayla what the Gemara means, shnei dafim. It doesn't mean two columns. Tosfos is mechiech that it means two pieces. And you took the two pieces and you put them together. And over there it's puzzle. I see, so you'll bring me a raya from Tosfos, that Tosfos and Soita says that if you take two pieces and you put them together, it's going to be puzzle. So the Beishmuel, Tosfos was talking about where it was written already on two pieces, and then you attach them together. So that you can't do. But to take two pieces l'chatchila, like the case of the Ramah that he was puzzling by a get, was he was taking two pieces, and he was being tied for them together, and then you're going to write the get on it. So from that, you have a raya from our Gemara that when you attach two together, it becomes one and it has the din, whatever you need for one. It has a din of one. If you need one ice, so then it has a din of one ice. So the same thing, it should have a din. By get, it should be called one, even though you're starting off with two pieces. Because as long as you do it before you're writing, then it's kosher. The plea on the Beis Shmuel is, all the achrayim ask on the Beis Shmuel, that our Gemara was talking about where it was written before you attached it. The Gemara says, "Vim kosu ba'ar ba'oyres v'nicho ba'isechet yotze v'tzorich ledabik shenema v'hoyle chalois hayodecha." The Gemara is beforeish that we're talking about where you wrote it already, and still, the Gemara is saying that when you attach it, it becomes one. So how is he mechalak? He has a toisus in soita. The toisus in soita says that when we learn out from the drasha all over wherever it says one, if you take two and you attach it, it's no good. Because you say for echad om rachun of lashnayim shoyses for him, and over there twice he's talking beforeish about a get. So you want to know what's the Ramah's makor that by a get two pieces attached is not called one. So to Bishmuel, you want to don't bring me a raya from Tosfos that you have the Tosfos says from Gemaris that when you're attaching two to put it together to one, it's puzzle because that's not called one. That's after you wrote. And the Bishmu wants to bring a raya from there to get and say that that's the makor that the get is possible. So the Bishmu, you can't say that because it's a chilik in when you're pasting it together. Tosfos was talking about where you're doing it afterwards. Mashenkin over here, in our sugya, in Mashenkin by get, you're doing it before. So if you're doing it before, what's the raya that it's kosher? From our Gemara. Our Gemara was talking about where you're right to pasting it together afterwards. So how could you be madchik the Tosfos to say that Tosfos is not a raya to get? Because Tosfos is talking about where you're pasting it afterwards, but by get you're talking about where you're putting it together before. What's the raya to be kosher when you're putting it together before? Our Gemara, you're right to putting it together afterwards. So Rebbe Kveger in Tshuvas, Simen Yud Aleph, he says that avada you could still bring a raya from our Gemara to a get, even though our Gemara is talking about rewriting it afterwards, and the get is talking about where you're pasting it together before. And that's why how you could be mechalak between Tosfos, because Tosfos was after, but the get is before, and still you could bring a raya from our Gemara, even though our Gemara was talking about where you're putting it together afterwards. Because in each case, it depends on what you need. Over here, in our Gemara, what do we need? We need that it should be one. When do we need it should be one? Pasuk says, "V'hoyu luchal ois al yodecha." So, when do you need that it should be one? You need it should be one by the time it goes onto your hands. The tzivui of being one is going on the hanocha of the tefillin, not on the ksiva of the tefillin. So, even if you want to say that it also has to be one bifnim, just like it has to be one b'chutz, but that's going on the hanocha. By the time you put on the tefillin, it has to be one. Even bifnim, not just b'chutz. So you need a bayis echad, and you also need that the parashis should be one, but that's only when you're putting it on. Mashenkin beget, you need to write a Sefer Krisis. So if you're writing a Sefer Krisis, then you have to look at the Zman Ksiva. When is Sefer Echad Omer Achmon of Lashnayim Shnoshes Svarim? Bizman Ksiva. Because it comes from Vikosavlo that we're learning the Ksiva of the Sefer Krisis has to be on one. Over there, on the Ksiva, it applies Sefer Echad Veleshnayim Shnoshes Svarim. Memela, you could learn out of our sugya that when you need to have one, you could have one. When you need to have one, you could have one. Al yidei chibur of two things. By our gemara, you need to have one means you need to be meniach a tefillin that's a simon that's an ois achas mi bifnim. And you see that even though you need ois achas, if you take two pieces and you put it together, it works. And by get also, you need to write a get on a oir. That's achas. When does it have to be achas? It has to be achas b'shas ksiva. Memeli, you can learn out from our sugya to get that just like by our sugya, you see that you could put together two and it becomes one. Memeli, by get also, you should learn out that even though you're taking two oirs and it becomes one. So we're back to the Beis Shmuel's kasha. The Beis Shmuel is asking a kasha. What did the Rama say in Hilchos Gittin? The Rama says that if you take two oirs and you make them into one, if you type for them into one, that it's not called one, it's called Shnayim, it's called Shnei Svarim. We see in our Gemara that even though you're taking two and you're making it into one, it's still kosher. Because you need Ois Achas, and it's your Yoytze, the din of Ois Achas, Al Yibdei being Medavik. So the Achronim, they bring from Ramat Chabanet on the Biurei Ramat Chabanet on the Matche. And the Chassam Sofer brings this teretz b'shem this Ramat Chavonet, and he his mishaber this svara. He brings a raya from Rashi, from a diuk from Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hoy lechol ois afilu lechol loyia ella ois achas." Even to you, what's the drosha that you need ois achas mi befnim the same way you need ois achas mi bechutz? The drosha is from v'hoy lechol ois that even to you it should be ois achas. If you have four pieces of cloth in one bias, to someone else from the outside, that's called ois achas. So you'll be your din of ois achas al yidei the fact that it's covered from one bias and it's all together in one bias. Good. So it's one ois and it's not many oises. But what about for you? That's la'acherim who are looking at it. Means to you who are being mamashish in the tefillin, I'm not clear if Rashi means it's even while you're being mamashish in the tefillin, somehow you can feel that there's more than one oir, there's more than one piece of cloth inside because maybe their oirs were much softer. Or he means that you are the one putting it in, so you were a mamashmash in them. Before you put it in, you could tell that it's dalet oiris. Aber al kaponim, the way that you know that it has to be one bifnim, even and not just bachutz, is from the lechol ois. It has to be to you an ois. That means that even to you, not just to someone else that's looking from the outside, so as long as he sees one bias, it's called one and not two, but even on the inside of the bias, because which is something that only you recognize, even over there, that also has to be one. Even l'cha, even something that only you know about, that also has to be l'ois, has to be one simon and not many simon. Kom t'chois, that the reason why you need one is not because of a din that you need one in the klaf. It's not like you need or echot. What you need is that it shouldn't be that the mishmash is nicker that there's dalet oiris. And it has to be that that's called one for you, not just in the klaf, not just in the bias that it's for everyone else, but you also have to have that it's nicker that it's ois achas. That means that when you're touching it, you don't feel that there's many oiris because they're attached together. So the vort is that you don't see that you need one. It's not a vort that you have a raya that when you need one, like you need one ois,
And it has to be, it's a din, it has to be mechubar, it has to be together. You have to have something that's called one. And you see that even if you take two pieces and you attach them together, that's called one. That's called one ois. Memele, you could bring a raya. Memele, you could bring a raya to get, that by get also, when you take two pieces and you attach it, then you could have one. Over here, the vord is not one. By get, you taka need one sefer. So when you take two pieces and you attach it, maybe it's not one sefer. I in our gemara that you are attaching it. The vord over here is not that you need one. It's that you need that it shouldn't be nikr al yaday mishmash hayad, that there's many. It's not a vort that you need, that you should have, that it's attached. And you need a chefta of or achas. What you need is that it should be nikr, that it's simen echad. So for that, attaching it is good enough, because then already it's not nikr to anyone that there's more than one thing here. Could be there are two things. Could be it's called that there's two. But vivald, it's not nikr with mishmash hayad, because when you touch it, lamaisa, it's all attached. So that's good enough to be called simen echad, that's good enough to be called ois achas. So it would come out from this teretz that l'chayre, as long as it's not nikr with mishmash hayad, that you have more than one parasha be here. Even if midino, what you have here is called a few things, but since it's not nikr with mishmash hayad, it's good enough for what we need for ois achas. It would come out that if you attached the pieces of cloth to write the shaliyad, l'chayre there's no mitzvah amufcha, there's no hider bechlal in having them attached. Because over here we're talking about, let's say you attached it before you wrote it. So over here we have one piece of, you have everything that you need for ois achas. So there should be nothing missing in hider, no mitzvah amufcha to use one piece over using a few pieces attached. Because it's klor ois achas. Now the Beis Shmuel Zicher held that he didn't hold to this teret. So vice is he, and he was bringing a raya from tefillin to get. So vice is he held that there's a din in or echad. That ois achas means not just that it's not nikr with mishmash hayad, but it's really two things. But ois achas means ois achas mamish. And if you see that you could attach the two together, and it could become one, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so then you could bring a raya to get. So it would come out that according to the teretz of Mordechai ben Neit, that the Chassam Sofer was Mishabeach, there's Bechandl Din over here that there has to be one Mamish, and Memele L'Choyre would come out that there's no Maila in using one piece of cloth over using two pieces of cloth that you attached. And L'Choyre would also come out that as long as they're attached in a way that the Chibur is not Nikr with Mishmash Hayad, that there's two attached over here, it wouldn't be totally how you attach it, the preference of the way how you attach it wouldn't be totally in whether a tefir is better or whether devik is better. It's a whole sugi of which one is a better chibur and which one makes orachas. It wouldn't be negeya b'chal. Because as long as it's in a way that it's not nikr with mishmash hayad, that it's two pieces and it would become one piece and it would become ois achas mamish. L'chayre, we see from the Rishonim, that from the Ramah that brought that you're supposed to be toifer, that you're supposed to be medabakit. So from the Ramah alone that says you're supposed to be medabakit, it's not a raya. But the Beis Yosef brought different Lashonis, whether you should be toifer it or you should be medabakit. L'chayre, if there's a preference in how you should do it, is more a shtikl mashma like the Beis Shmuel. That there is a maila in being echad. And mamela, when you're attaching it, you have to attach it in a way that's the best way to make it echad. The Mishnah Berurah is also mashma like that. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosovo achroinim, the af shlechatchila mitzvah lichta vidal parasha shol yad beklaf echad, mikomakumim, kvar kosovo vidalat klofim, choshev kediyever, umotel anichim lechatchila, imadbika mikoid. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that It's a shtickle b'di'evet if you wrote it on separate klafim and then you attached it afterwards. But l'chatchila you should write it b'davka on or echad. B'chi teima that there's a chilek between if you wrote it before and you wrote it afterwards, that maybe the Mishnah Berurah would also be maskim that if you wrote it b'or echad, if you wrote it on two pieces and you attached it before you wrote it, then it would have then it would mamish be called or echad.
And a chanami, it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is maskim to such a chilek, and it could be it would be better if you attached it before. But vayter, that's only in the svara of the Beit Shmuel, that what you need is Or Echad. So then the shaila is, do you need Or Echad even b'shas t'ksiva? Or it's clear the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you write it first and then you attach it, it's a b'diavad. So maybe it would be better if you would attach it before. But that's only a svara if what you need is echad. If what you need is mamash echad, so then you could handle if it's better before you wrote it. Maybe it's yetoli a shtikl in the ksiva, and it's not just a vart of the hanacha. But the ma'aseh, according to the svara that we said, the other svara that we said from Amar Chabanet, that it's b'chal not toli in the ksiva. It's b'chal not a din that you need echad. It's just a vart in mishmashayad that by the time you put it on, it shouldn't be nicker that there's two oises. L'chayro, it would be no chilek if you attached it before or if you attached it afterwards. It would be l'chatchili either way. The Gemara says, "Vayit tell the rabbanon ketzad sidron. What's the seder haparshis in tefillin? Kadosh b'hoyi kiviyacha miyamin, shma b'hoyim shemoyim mismoil. Kadosh b'hoyi kiviyacha go on the right, shma b'hoyim shemoyim go on the left. In fact, the Gemara v'otanya yipcha." We learned fakert. That would mean that kadosh and vayi kivacha mismoil, and shema and vayim shemoye miyamin. Amar Rabbi lekosh kam miyaminu shel koyre, kan miyaminu shel miniach, vehakoyre koyre kesidron. So Rabbi says that lekosh kam miyaminu shel koyre, kan miyaminu shel miniach. And about that, there's no machloik is between the two braises. Even the one braise says that kadosh and vayikviach is miyamin, and one braise says that kadosh and vayikviach is mismol. It depends who's yamin and who's small you're talking about. The person who's wearing the tefillin and the person who's reading the tefillin. Reading means standing facing the person who's wearing the tefillin. So if he would take them as is out of the batim, out of the parshias, out of the batim, facing the person who's wearing the tefillin and open them and read them, they would be in one order, but Avada, the person who's wearing the tefillin, he's facing the other way. So one person's right is the other person's left when they're facing each other. So the Gemara says that the braises are not a steer. Kan miyamin shal kaire, kan miyamin shal maniach. Veha kaire, the Gemara fears always, veha kaire kaire kesidin. So Rashi says, keseide shein ksuvim batayre, muktim muktim umu'uchim uchir, hilkach. Hodiktoni le'el kadosh v'hoi kiviyacha miyamin miyamin shel koyre ka'omar. Meaning the Gemara, Abai is fearing us his teretz when he says ha'koyre koyre kesedron. The Gemara said astira that kadosh v'hoi kiviyacha is on the right, and one braisa says it's on the left. And for the Gemara, it's not astira. One is talking about the right of the miniach, and one is talking about the right of the koyre. Good. So we still don't know where to put the parshis, because we still don't know which braisa is talking about the yamin of the koyre and which braisa is talking about the yamin of the miniach. Do you put kadosh and vayik kiviyacha in the yamin of the koyre, or do you put it in the yamin of the miniach, which would be the small of the koyre? So we still don't know which way to put the parshis. So Rashi says that means kaseid shein ksuvim b'toyre mukta mukta u'mu'ochir mu'ochir. Hilka chadiktoni la'el kadosh v'loy kiviyacha miyamin means miyamin shel koyre ka'omar. Da'ash de'kishu koyre koyre k'darka miyamin l'smoil. V'nimtza koyron k'sidron. And the braisa that says ipcha, the braisa that says that kadosh v'loy kiviyacha is on the left, that's going on the miniach, which is the yamin of the koyre. So it means, you have the yamin of the koyre and the yamin of the miniach, and how do you know which way to put it? How do you know which one you go with? Do you go with the yamin of the koyre, or do you go with the yamin of the miniach? So, abaya vayter v'hakoyre, koyre kesidron. The person that reads it, he reads kesidron, meaning he reads, you go with the yamin hakoyre. So you put, where do you put the parshas of the tefillin? You put them from right to left, kadosh v'hakiviyacha, shma, and v'hoyim shemaya, going per the yamin of the koyre. Means if you hold the tefillin straight out in front of you, as if someone would be wearing on them, all the way on the right would be kadosh, and then you put the rest of the parashiyas in the order that they're written in the Torah, kadosh v'kiviyach shma and v'hoyim shemoy. Tosfos brings Shitas Rashi, and he brings that Rabbeinu Tam is a kasha. why did the Gemara break Kaddish and Vahoy Kiviyacha and Shema and Vahoyim Shemoy into two sides? That Kaddish and Vahoy Kiviyacha on the right and Shema and Vahoyim Shemoy on the small. We have four here. And there's four in a row. So, if you want to say that you're starting from the right point and going towards the left, or starting from the left and going towards the right, so you just have to point out one parsha and say that that parsha would be on the right, and the rest of the parshas will be on the left. Or you could say the three parshas will be on the left or on the right, and one parsha will be on the left. It means if you want to just show where you're starting from, so you don't have to break it into halves, Kaddish and Vayikirach on the right side, and Shema Vayim Shema on the left side, you should just say one, and the rest will follow. And he brings a raya from a Gemara by Yasa Menachas. The Gemara learns out that the neighbors of Menorah were Mizrach Umar of Munachim, Midichsev Bener Maravi Lifnei Hashem. Mechlal Dekulu Lav Lifnei Hashem. The Ner Maravi was Lifnei Hashem, so that's how you know that the neighbors were not... We're not tough and darim. The neiris were mizrach ma'ariv because only the neir ma'ariv was lifnei Hashem. The other neiris were not lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara doesn't say that it was mechtzah lifnei Hashem and mechtzah not lifnei Hashem, because when you want to show a starting point of one thing and the rest follow, so you point out one and then the rest follow. So the Gemara should have said, according to Rashi, the Gemara should have said that Kaddish is miyamin and the other three parshis are mismol. Why did the Gemara split it half and half? Sokri Ben Utam, that what the Gemara means is there's two directions to the parashis. Kaddish and Vahoyu Kiviyacho Taka go from right to left. And then Shema and Vahoyim Shemoya go from left to right. So if you would read the parashis in the order from right to left, then you would get Kaddish, Vahoyu Kiviyacho, Vahoyim Shemoya, and Shema. And Ben Utam says that he has a Rabbeinu Chananel that says like that, and a Rav Haigoin, and other Ga'onim that held that the Tefillin go in that order. Not four parashas straight, Kaddish, Vahoyu Kiviyacho, Shema, Vahoyim Shemaya, but rather Shema, Kaddish, and Vahoyu Kiviyacho on the right side, and Shema, Vahoyim Shemaya on the left side in that order. Means if you go from the right side to the left, you'll have Kaddish and Vahoyu Kiviyacha. If you go from the left side to the right, you'll have Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya. Nimtze, that if you go straight from right to left, you'll have Kaddish, Vahoyu Kiviyacha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and then Shema. And the similar dove that Rabbeinu Tam brings is that Havayis Be'emtze, that the two Vahoyas, Vahoyu Kiviyacha, is next to Vahoyim Shemaya. And this is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tefillin, that this is what we call Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. The Bach says that it's a tema gedoyla to say that because Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha on the lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara starts one from right to left and the other from left to right. Kaddish Baruch Kriyacha miyamin, Shema v'hayim Shemayim mismal. That from there Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish a new halacha and tefillin, new mahalach and tefillin, not like what was the mesorah for Darius. And he says, Shari Terutzim Loininalu, if it was because of the Kasha, so we could say a Teretz. What's the Teretz? So the Bach brings the Teretz from the Sefer HaTrumah, and from the Mardchai, and from the Agoy Sashri, that Tefillin is not done to the Menorah. Because by the Menorah, you're trying to show the direction of the Menorah, and it goes in one line. Mashenke the Tefillin, the mitzvah is to put it Be'emtza HaRosh. So if you're putting it be'emtza ha'roish, then it's shaykh to say that two on this side and two on that side. But if other the parashiyas are going in order, Kaddish v'hoi kiviyacha, Shema v'hoyim shemaya. But when you want to talk about where they are, so you say that Kaddish v'hoi kiviyacha are on the right, and Shema v'hoyim shemaya are on the left. If other not going from left to right, it's going in one order. But why don't we just say one and the rest of it is on one side and the rest of them on the other side? So the Bach, because the tefillin have to be in the middle of the head. So there is a midpoint. So once there's a midpoint, you could split it half and half. Tosfos says weiter that the mechilta is mashma like Rashi. Because on Daf Lamed Beis, we said over the mechilta, that the mechilta, which is the makar for Kesidron, lists out the Dalet Parshis. it says that the Dalet Parshis you have to write Kadosh Vayikveach Shema Vahim Shemaya. Mikan Omru Mitzvah Tefillin Arba Parshis, and then it says Koisvan Kesidrim VeImloi Koisvan Kesidrim Yirgnizu. So it's mashma that what's called Kesidrim, Kesidrim is the way that it's written there in the Mechilta, which is Kadosh Vayikveach Shema Vahim Shemaya. So Ktois is Viyesh Litchos the Beksivas HaSoifer KaOmar. I will ain't koivin betfilin kaseder ze. And Tois says ve'ein nira kla. But lamaisa means Tois is saying like this, that when the Mechilta says that you have to write these parashis kasidron, you have to tackle write these parashis in the order that they're written in the Torah. Kadesh v'hoi kiviyacha, shma, and v'hoyim shumaya. I let Rabbeinu Tam, the parashis are put into the tefillin in a different order. Means they're put into the tefillin kadesh v'hoi kiviyacha, on one side, and Shema Vayim Shema on the other side. So in the Tefillin Shal Raish, Mechilta Zichra, a Poshet, a Teretz. You could Zichra say Taisis is a Teretz Poshet. In the Mechilta, the Taisis is talking about the Sefer that's writing it. It's not talking about the way that it's Munach in the bottom. And it's I don't know why Taisis says Ve'ein Nira Klal, but Lamaisa, the Mechilta is talking about the Seder Haksiva. It's not talking about the Seder Hanocha in the bottom. So you would have to write them in the order that they're written in the Torah. Kadosh, Vayikveach, Shema, Vayim Shema. And then when you go to put them in the bottom, you could put them in the bottom. In the other order, you could put them in the bottom. Kadosh, Vayikveach, Shema, and then Vayim Shema, and then Shema. Just because you're writing them in one order doesn't mean you have to put them in the bottom in that order. And even on the Tefillin Shel Yad, which is one cloth, still you can write them in a different order than their munach on the cloth. The Hainu. The sugi over here is talking about the Arba Batim and which way you put the Parashiyas. But Maisa, in the Tefillin Shel Yad, it's going to be in the same Seder as it is in the Tefillin Shel Raish. So if in the Tefillin Shel Yad, if according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have Kadosh, Vahoye Kiviyacha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and Shema, that's the order when you would read them from right to left, that's the order that you would have them according to Rabbeinu Tam. So on the cloth of the Tefillin, on the Tefillin Shel Yad, you would also have to have That was by Tefillin Shel Raish, but on the Tefillin Shel Yad also, you would have to have them laid out on the Tefillin Shel Yad. Kadosh, Vahoy Kiviyacha, Shema, Vahoyim Shemaya, and then Shema. Now, if you have to write them Kesidron, so that's also not a problem. And that's Lahalocha, what we do in Tefillin Derabinu Tam. You first write Kadosh, then you write Vahoy Kiviyacha, you leave a space, the width of Vahoyim Shemaya, and you write Shema. So you're writing Kesidron, and then you write Vahoya Im Shemaya back in that space. So the actual Maisa Ksiva goes with the Mechilta that you're writing Kesidron, but the Seder that the Munochem Ala Klaf, even in the Shel Yad, which is one Klaf, would be the same as the Seder that you would put them into the bottom by the Shel Raish, where it's four Klafim, and you would say, and it, the Seder would be Kadosh Vahoya Kiviyacha Vahoya Im Shemaya, and then Shema. The tour in Siman Lamed Daled brings from the Rosh. Because of Adoni Avizal, Lefishanech Lugubai Goina Oilam, Utfilin Shalelu Psulim Leelu, Titani Hichlev Pashisea is Psulim, like the next line of the Gemara, the Hichlev Pashisea that you switch the order of the Pashis is Pasul. And according to Rashi, the Tfilin of Rabbeinu Tam are Pasul. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tfilin of Rashi are Pasul. So since it's a Machlek is Goina Oilam, Zokt, the Rosh, Lechein Yori Shemaim Yotzi De Shneim. They should put on both pairs of tefillin. Because it's Mokom Yesh Barosh, Laniach Shnei Tefillin, V'chein Bezraya, so you should put both on together. And you should be Mechaven that you're being Yoitze with whichever one is Aliba de Hilchasa. V'acherim Hein, Kiritzuas Ba'alma. Sok the Rosh, Vein Kamishum Baltoisev, Dele Mikri Baltoisev, Elekashoise Chomesh Batim. So the Rosh says that you should be Mechaven only to be Yotze with one. Veho Acherim Arehein Kirituas Ba'alma. The other one are like Rituas Ba'alma, I'm not being Mechaven to be Yotze the Mitzvah with them. Vein Kamishum Baltoisev, Dele Mikri Baltoisev, Elekashoise Chomesh Batim. So the Bach asks that if making Chomesh Batim is called Bal Toisef, then Kol Shchein, putting on two pairs of tefillin, is called Bal Toisef. What should be the difference between putting on an extra bias, which would be chamish batim, or putting on a whole other pair of tefillin? Now you have eight batim. So zok the Bach, that the Rosh's kavona was that there's no bal toisiv because there's only bal toisiv when you're mechavan to put on a fifth bias and to be yoytze the mitzvah like that. And kol shchein, if you put on two pairs of kosher tefillin at the same time, and you're mechavan to be yoytze the mitzvah with both of them, avada there would be bal toisiv. Means the Iker Kavanah of the Rosh is that there's no Bal Toisiv because it's only called Bal Toisiv if you're Mechavan to be Yotze with both of them. But since over here he said that if you're Mechavan to be Yotze only with the one that's Aliba de Hilchasam, therefore, Ein Kamishim Bal Toisiv because it's not called Bal Toisiv only when you want to be Mechavan the Mitzvah. So why didn't the Rosh say that? Why did the Rosh say that it's only called Bal Toisiv? Elikash Oise Chamish Batim. Because the tzir of Chamash Batim was the tzir brought in the Gemara in Sanhedrin discussing the Isser of Bal Toisiv b'negeit tefillin. The Gemara over there said a tzir of Chamash Batim. So Mamela, that's where the Rosh took Chamash Batim, because over there the Gemara is discussing being over Bal Toisiv in a way that you wanted to be yoytze the mitzvah with Chamash Batim. And it's taka Bal Toisiv. But the Ikra Vort is that it's only Bal Toisiv when you want to be yoytze with both. So come to chayz like the Bach, that if you want to put on a second pair of tefillin, kosher tefillin, and wear two kosher tefillin at the same time, and be yoy to them, avad is bal toisif. But why is there no bal toisif over here? Because you were mechaven not to be yoytze with the extra one. Whichever one is not a libid hilch, so you're not mechaven to be yoytze. And the Achorim ask that the Gemara that the Bach is saying that is the makor for bal toisif by tefillin with chamish batim. The Gemara over there says that if you have a bias of arba, and you add on a bias chamishi, the Gemara says a svar of haylechu dekoy v'haylechu dekoy. That means that it can be called bal toisif, because you're not being moisif anything on the tefillin. The tefillin is a tefillin of dalid batim, and then you stuck on an extra piece. It's not called bal toisif because it's not a haysof in the mitzvah. It doesn't become a part of the tefillin. The tefillin is there whole. As Dalit Parashi, Dalit Batim, and you yoytze with that. And on top of that, you have an extra. It's not like you made Lechatchila 5. If you made Lechatchila 5, so then you could have Bal Toisif. But if you put 4 and you added 1, you had a full tefillin of 4, made from Orechon, and then you added 1. So the Gemara says, so that should apply if you're wearing 2 pairs of tefillin. You shouldn't be able to be over Bal Toisif because you have a Svara of Hailechu Dekoy, Vahailechu Dekoy. The Taz in Simul Amadalitz of Cotton Bays. The Taz is Miyash of this Kasha because the Taz says that there's 2 Bal Toisifs. There's a Bal Toisif de Raisa and there's a Bal Toisif de Rabbana. Bal Toisif de Raisa would be only if he made the tefillin with Chomesh Tet Office. And you made it Lechatchil with Chomesh Tet Office, so that would be a Haysofa on the Dalet Batim. It's supposed to be Dalet Batim and not 5. And you made a 5th. L'chatchili, you made 5, so then you'll be over on Bal Toisif Deiraisa. Once it's already separate, so then you taka have the smara of the Gemara of Haylechu Dekoy v'Haylechu Dekoy. And you won't have Bal Toisif. But Zok the Taz, that's only that you won't have Bal Toisif Deiraisa. The Taz says that it's Mavur in the Gemara in Erevin and Hamoitzi Tfilin, that it is Shaykh by 2 pairs of Tfilin, a Bal Toisif. You have the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Haylechu Dekoy v'Haylechu Dekoy, so 2 pairs of Tfilin should not have Bal Toisif. So the Taz, the Gemara in Erevin was talking about an Isser Bal Toisif midrabbanan. So Haylechu Dekoy v'Haylechu Dekoy is a svar in the Bal Toisif Deiraisa, but still 2 pairs of tefillin would have the problem of Bal Toisif midrabbanan. So Zok the Taz, that's what the Rosh was saying. The Rosh is bavarning both Bal Toisifs in the opposite order. It's first he bavarns the Bal Toisif midrabbanan. And then Bavarn's Bal Toisif Deiraisa, and there's 2 separate svaras. There's no Bal Toisif Deiraisa, because Ein Kamishon Bal Toisif Delei Mikri Bal Toisif Elekosha Oisa Chamish Batim. Means if Lechatchil you make Chamish Batim, so then you have the Bal Toisif Deiraisa. Mashenkin over here, because he's wearing 2 pairs of tefillin separately, so they're not built in as he didn't make 5 instead of 4, so there's no Bal Toisif Deiraisa, because you have the svara of Haylechu Dekoy v'Haylechu Dekoy. There's an Isra Bal Toisif Midrabbanan. Because Mavur in the Gemara in Erevin, that even by 2 kosher pair of tefillin, if you could be over Bal Toisif, and that's a Bal Toisif midrabbanan. So, Kedirosh, for that you have the Eitzah that you're not being mechaven to be Yoytze both of them. You're only mechavan to be yoytze, the one that's alibud the hilchasa, and that's like the rush, that avada you don't have the Baal Tosif of Midrabon. And it's very wichtig that that svara is only going on the Baal Tosif of Midrabon. It means, why don't you just say that you don't have, because you're not mechavan to be yoytze, so you don't have any Baal Tosif. So the taz, because in Baal Tosif de Raisa, you would be over even if you're not mechavan to be yoytze. So for that, the rush needed the svara of, since it's not Chomish, Batim, that's where there's no Baal Tosif Deraisa. And there's no Baal Tosif Derabanan, because even though in the Baal Tosif Deraisa you're over, even if you're not Mechavim to be Yotze, but in the Baal Tosif Derabanan you're only over if you're Mechavim to be Yotze. The Bir Halacha, over there in Siman Lamed Daled Sif Beis, the Bir Halacha says that when the Rosh said that you should be Mechavim to be Yotze only with the one that's Aliba de Hilchasa, he was b'chal not talking about Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif you don't have because they're not together in one bias. And mainly have the svara of the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Hailechu Dekoi v'Hailechu Dekoi. So why did the Rosh have to say that you should be mechavim b'hanachasa and only to be yoy to the one that's alib de hilchasa? So to be halacha because the Rosh, l'shitase, holds that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So how are you going to be mechavim to be yoy to this mitzvah? If you're not mechavan anything, then you're not yoytze b'chlal. If you want to be mechavan stam, that you're being yoytze, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, so the bir halacha that over here, you also won't be yoytze lahar b'poiskim. Why? Because since one of them is not tefillin, so it's doymer to be mekadosh te'noshim ka'achas, and one of them is a shivcho or a nochris, that's not really for kedushin, that the Rambam paskins that such a kedushin is not a good kedushin. So, what's the way to make that you should be mechavan to be yoytze the mitzvah? You can't be mechavan to be yoytze stam. And you have to be mechavan something. So, k'derosh and eitzah, to be yoytze the mitzvah's tzrichas kavana, you should be mechavan to be yoytze the one that's aliba de hilchasa. But not that he's coming to be avon Baal Tosif, because Baal Tosif, you don't have a problem, like he says, that there's no Baal Tosif only when you're making chamesh batim. Because otherwise you have the svar of the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Hailechu Dekoi v'Hailechu Dekoi. So we saw from the Rosh that the Rosh says that Yerei Shemayim Yotzidei Shneihem, and should have two pairs of tefillin, and he should put them, he really should put them on B'Vasachas, and if he can't put them on B'Vasachas, then he should put on, first you should put on Rashi. Mechaber brings the first you should put on Rashi and take them off right away and put on Rabbeinu Tam, so the Brachot should go on both of them. And then he brings a Yesh Oimrim that you should put on Rashi, Vivorech Aleihem, and that you should be on B'Shas Kriyashma U'Tvila. Achar Atvila you should put on Rabbeinu Tam V'Lei Brachot, the Yikra Shema V'Hayim Shemoy. Then Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Lo Yasekein El Misha Mochzug Mufurz B'Chasidus. This is because the Beis Yosef brings a Tshuvas Maril that says that Lo Roisi Rabbanan Kashishi that they were Meniach two pairs of tefillin, and Memela everyone from under them should follow their meaning and should not put on two pairs of tefillin, should not be mahader acher tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, and someone who does it is mechzi ki yuara. Pshat is because if it's not the minig to do, so and he goes and he one person goes and he wants to be mahader ki ilu, he's a grois chassid that he has to be choshed for the shittas Rabbeinu Tam that the gedolei oilam are not choshed for. So that looks like he's mechzik yuara, that he's more of an erel chayid, he's more of a chassid, that he has to be yoytze all the shittas, that's not the accepted minhag. We mentioned before, in the sugya of mezuzah kemen nagar, we mentioned that the Nodi Behuda asks, why is it that we're mahader? Why is it that there is a mokum to be mahader? To have two pairs of tefillin, to be yoytze shittas Rabbeinu Tam. In the shaila of the seder of the parashis and the tefillin, why isn't there also a mokum to have two pairs of tefillin, to be yoytze the shittas Rabbeinu Tam, in the way that you're supposed to put the tefillin, if it's supposed to be ma'umid, or if it's supposed to be shaychiv? By mezuzah we have an eitzah to be yoytzi de shnei balachsim. By tefillin we don't have that eitzah. So for the Nodi Behuda, why isn't it that we're mahadah to make two pairs of tefillin? So the Shari Tshuva over there said that is probably won't find from the Rosh, because the Rosh said klar that since Rashi's tefillin are postulate Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Tam's are postulate Rashi, Yomeli, you should be maniach too. But akoponim on the minig hadoris that there are mahadrim to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, lagabi the seder ksivas haparshis, even though and we don't have anyone that's mahadrim to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam because of the seder of amida or shriva. So first he said because Rabbeinu Tam himself in the seder haparshis brings many poiskim, but the Shari Tshuva said that Hayoim, to put on the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, there's another reason. As he says, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's Mavur in Zaria Kaddish and in Arizal, that Eilu Ve'ilu Dibril Kim Chayim. Even though all over in Torah, Eilu Ve'ilu Dibril Kim Chayim, but Lamaisa and Halacha Lamaisa, you have to pick one way, but this sugi is different. Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's an Inyan to wear both pairs of tefillin. And yet, there's an Inyan in Rashi, and there's an Inyan in Rabbeinu Tam, so Avadal Halacha Lamaisa, we pass like Rashi. But the reason why it's accepted to be Mahadir Achar Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam is because of this Inyan that Reb Chaim Vital brings, B'Shem Darizal, that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is Eil Veil Divrei Kim Chaim, each of them has an Inyan. And then the Shari Tshuva over here, in Siman Lamed Daled, in Sivkot and Beis, he brings from the Birkei Yosef that B'Mekoy Moiseinu, Roiv Tev Se Teire, U'miktsis Baldebatim, Armanich and Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. And Mamele Tzlei Mechus HaKiyuara. Because even though the Mishnah Berurah brought that even if some people put and some people don't, it still could be mechzik yuara, but the Shari Tshuva says that since b'mkayim ma'aseinu roiv toif se'atayra and even some umiktas bale batim menichim tefillin derabbeinu tam, it's already loy mechzik yuara. So al kaponim, we have now two reasons to be b'hadar achat tefillin derabbeinu tam, either to be yotze the halacha like the Rosh was mashma, or to be yoytze the Inyan al-Pi Kabbalah. And Mamela, from there comes the minig, that by Chassidim and by Svardim, they're Mahadr Achar Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam to wear both L'chayr to be yoytze, because Chassidim and the Svardim were noig Minhogim al-Pi Kabbalah. Mamela, even though the Mechaber says that it's Mechzik Yuara, so now you could have a Shaila of so in the halacha, if you want to be doing it to if you're putting on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam to be mahadir achar the halacha, then you have an issue of mechzik yuara. But if it's to be yoytze the inyan of wearing both, so then you don't have the problem of mechzik yuara. Maybe you'll ask that you have a bigger problem of mechzik yuara because you're being noig minhagim al pi kabbalah. The teretz is that that's already an accepted practice amongst a certain group of people. It's an accepted practice to be mahadir achar this minig, to be yoytze this inyan, so that's not mechzik yuara. It's not like one person is trying to be yoytze shita that's lahaloch, he doesn't have to be yoytze, and he's trying to show that he's the greis chassid, that he wants to be yoytze this shita, that's mechzik yuara. But if he's doing it to be mekayim the minig, that it was accepted amongst people to be yoytze this minig, then lachor you would not have the problem of mechzik yuara. And ad osis lahochi, that there is such a large population that puts on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam because of their minig, so someone who now wants to put on because he wants to be choshed lahalacha, there is a makom to say that he won't have the problem anymore of mechzik yuara. Because and Hazayis gebrengt from in Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Vav Simen Zayin, that it seems like the Shoyal wanted to put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam because he was choshed lahalach. He wanted to be yoytze the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, like the Rosh says, that the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be choshed lahalacha. And he was worried about mechzik yuara. So the Menchus Yitzchak told him that you shouldn't stop because of mechzik yuara, ki dover hamoser lelev, whatever that means. And he said, well, vadzois, Many are already noig to put on Rabbeinu Tam, and Mamela, it's not mechzik yuara. And there's a maisa like that also brought b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, that someone asked him, Rabbi Yashiv himself wore tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and someone asked him if they should wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbi Yashiv told him, yeah. So he asked, "I mechzik yura." So Rabbi Yashua said, "Sanisht eger from the chassidim." That means that it's already not mechzik yura, because there is such a large group of people that put it on. So Ken Zayin, it's not muchach that he's putting it on because he wants to be yotz the halacha. It could be that he's putting it on because that's the accepted minhag. And even if by him punkt is not the accepted minhag, it seems to be that the poskim are saying that since there's the actual putting on of Rabbeinu Tam is not anymore a mechzik yura because it's such a large population that does it already. Another nafkamina, if the reason why someone is being maniach tefillin Rabbeinu Tam is because of the sveika in halacha, or because he wants to be yoitze, the divrei kabbalah, is in the tnai that the Rosh said that he should be mechaven, that he wants to be yoitze, the mitzvah, only with the one that's aliba dehilchasa. So we spoke up before that there are those that learn that the Rosh is coming to Bavarn, even with that tnai, the Rosh is coming to Bavarn Baltois. That's how the Bach learned, the Indian Baltois of the Raisa. The Taz said that that tnai is only for the Baltois of the Rabbanan. But Al Kapanim, in that tnai, the Bach and the Taz learned that the Rosh was coming to Bavarn Baltois. Now, Baal Tosef you would only have if you're wearing both of them at the same time. If you're putting on Rashi, and then afterwards putting on Rabbeinu Tam, after you take off Rashi, putting on Rabbeinu Tam, so l'chayr, you don't have Baal Tosef. Because at worst, you're just putting on a tefillin that's puzzle. You're not being moisif on the mitzvah of putting on two pairs of tefillin b'makom where you're supposed to put on one. You're putting on a tefillin that's puzzle. I'm zok the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, divrei maschil yaniach shel Rabbeinu Tam, Zog to Bir Halacha, you'll have a different problem. You won't have Baal Toysev, but you'll have Baal Tigra. Because when you put on Tefillin Psulim, you're going to end up with a Psul of Baal Tigra. Why? You're not putting on a Tefillin of three. What'll happen is, you're putting on Tefillin that two of the parashis are in the right order, Kaddish V'Yikviach are in the right order, and Shema V'Yim Shema are in the wrong order. So maybe you'll say that I'm not being Megareya in the mitzvah, I'm just putting on tefillin psulim. If I put on a toitavis of three, so then I'm being megareya in the mitzvah. I'm saying that mitzvah's tefillin is only with three when the Torah said that it's with four. But over here, I'm putting on a tefillin, two parashas are in the right order, and the other two parashas are like they're missing. So I'm only putting on two parashas, but it's not pshat that I went and I put on two parashas. I put on a tefillin, and the tefillin is pasul. You're not being megareya in the mitzvah. So zok de bi'alocha two svaris. First of all, if two of the parashas are kosher and two of the parashas are pasul, so then you are being megareya, because the other two are like they're not here. So it's like you put on a tefillin of two parashas. Like you hold it, you only have to put on two parashas. And even if not, we had a gemara in Zevachim. In the gemara in Saif Zevachim, the gemara says that in a shaila, if it was ma'uriv, domim hanitan b'mat nachas, together with damim hanitan b'matan arba, and there's a shaila how to do it. Now, should you make a matan arba, or should you make a matana achas? And the Gemara over there says that the shaila is, if you make a matana achas, and you're supposed to make dalid, so then you have a problem of being megareya. Now, over there, we paskin, the Gemara paskins, that kol hakarbonis that are tzrich matan dalet, if you do it matana achas, is kiper. So over there, even though when you do it matana achas, you're going to be yoy to the mitzvah. But still, when you do a matana that's supposed to be a matan dalet, and you make it a matan achas, zok the gemara that you're going to be over mishum bal tigra. Zok the mishum bruh, that's even when you are being yoy to the mitzvah. So kol shchein over here, when you're doing a mitzvah in an oifen where you're bechal not being yoy to the mitzvah, or you're being yoy to the mitzvah, you're only partially, so you're going to have a problem with Baal Tigra. So you should be mechaven that you're not going to be yoy to only with the one that is kosher libe de hilchasa. But this is only if you're putting it on because you have a safek in halacha, because you want to be yoy to the one that's, you want to be yoy to the one that's only kosher alibud hilchasim, because then you have another problem with Baal Tosef, of Baal Tigra. But if the reason why you're putting it on is because you want to be yoy to the minik alpi the mikubalim, then it's not Shaykh Bal Tigger, because that's only when I'm trying to be Yotze HaMitzvah, and I'm being Yotze the Mitzvah in the wrong way. But over here, I'm putting on this tefillin because there is Azah Inyan to put on Azah tefillin. So a Mela, I wouldn't have to make the Tanai. And the Mishnah Berurah himself speaks it out. Because then you wouldn't need the Tanai. The Mishnah Berurah finishes that Lamaisa Aval Anu Rayin Shatuv Shochnar Chalapoyskim Loikiblu Dover Zel Halacha, and Memele Yadua that when there's a machlokes between the Poyskim and the Mikubalim, you have to go after the Poyskim, and he brings a raya. So Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you're putting on Tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam to be Choshed LaHalacha for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, like the Rosh said, then you do have to make the Tanai of the Rosh, even if you're putting it on at two separate times, because even though you won't have a shayla of Bal Tosef, you'll have a shayla of Bal Tigra. But the Mishnah Berurah is maskim that alpi those that are putting on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam to be yotze the sheet of the Kubalim, that you have to put on both. Over there would not be the iser of Bal Tigra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.